I think I'd start with roll call, right?
Yep, okay, so I'm gonna call the meeting to order. And you already gave us the instructions, so if I can ask them. See, a roll call?
Yes, Commissioner Lieberman?
Here.
Commissioner Albert?
Here.
Commissioner Audi?
Here.
Commissioner Aguirre?
Here. Okay, can I, can you please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty. Thank you. Okay, do we have any public comment on items that are not on the agenda?
We have not received any indication from anybody that they would like to make a comment.
Okay.
Through the chair?
Yes.
Thank you, Alicia. I just have a process question. I did have a question concerning a closed session item that I wanted to ask at some point, not about the topic itself, but at some point during open session, and I was unclear whether I should do that like right before we go into closed session or now or when. So if somebody could let me know, I'll do it then.
Christine, do you have any input on that?
We can do it now or right before we go into closed session?
You know, right before it'd be fine with me. That sort of doesn't, it less interrupts the flow of the meeting. Thank you.
Great. Okay, thank you. Then item number five, we're going to move on to safety moments and reports.
Yes, so 5A's tips. Oh, right. Sorry. Thank you, Jessica. So there is instructions for live captionings. If anybody, any member of the public is on the meeting and needs live captions, you go to the little three dots on your menu towards the bottom of your screen. And as it's shown here, you click on turn on live captions preview. So that's for anybody who needs live captions. You can turn it on. If you don't need live captions, you can ignore this this instruction. Thanks, Jessica. So back to item 5A. Interestingly enough, we have to get tips for safe grocery shopping. And in your agenda packet, there are certain things you can do before you go to the store, at the store, and then when you get home. And with new county orders throughout the Bay Area, they're requiring masks to be worn when you do go to the store. So as I found out through this past month and a half, things change almost on a daily basis. So just keep apprised of what's happening in your respective county where you live, and be safe. And most important is keep your hands clean and keep the social distance of minimum 6 feet. So that's the safety moment.
Any questions from fellow commissioners? Okay, if not, we'll move on to item number six, matters of commissioner interest. Do we have any? Okay, no, we'll move on to item number seven, the consent calendar. Would anyone like to pull any items from the consent calendar for discussion? If not, I will request a motion to approve.
I'll move the consent calendar.
Okay, that's Commissioner Lieberman. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Commissioner Obert, all in favor?
I think I have to do roll call.
Oh, we have to do roll call, okay.
Right. So Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Albert?
Yes.
Commissioner Audi?
Yes.
Commissioner Aguirre?
Yes.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, item number nine.
I'm sorry.
Item number eight on the agenda.
The first one, Jessica, if you can go to the presentation for 8A. So 8A is emergency declaration due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Let me pull up my items. Jessica, oh wait, I have to, sorry, we're learning. I have to request control from Jessica, that's right. So Jessica, this says that it's waiting for your approval. Is what happened. You're not in the same room. Thanks, Matt.
Hi, Tracy. It says you should have it. It's, you want to scroll your mouse.
I tried that.
Yeah.
Or can you just tell her, like, we're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it. Try requesting one more time.
Okay, we can't see the presentation at all now. So, commissioners, we've practiced this about five times. And it worked, you know, flawlessly when we practiced it.
That's the way it's supposed to happen.
The way practice is worked.
Yeah. Jessica, can you share your screen again? Because we're not seeing the presentation.
It did give me a chance to see Matt's beer.
Yeah. I was telling George and Mark before you got on, Warren, that you know, all of our meetings are remote now, and I would say about 50% of our work group is now growing beards. I think I'm going to have a beard contest.
That's all right. I'm debating how long it'll be before I have a ponytail.
Yeah.
I'm going to say mine is sooner rather than later. We have a presentation.
Okay, try one more time. I had to restart.
Okay. Can we go into slide mode? Okay. Thanks, Jessica. So emergency actions, this is our focus, is first and foremost maintaining our critical functions, treating wastewater, conveying wastewater. Equally important is ensuring our worker safety, and then also minimizing the threat of COVID-19 coming onto the plant site and affecting our workforce. So we've taken many actions. including we have a lot of remote workers right now that allow us to maintain our critical functions. We have a teleworking program agreement that everybody needs to sign off on, mostly to ensure that they understand the expectations that we have of them while they're working at home. We have, I've created letters for our essential workers to carry with them in their car in case they're stopped on their way into the county, into work. So they carry that with them. We do symptom checks of everybody coming on site before they get here to make sure that, and it's verbal, it's on the phone so we can actually hear them. And then, let's see. Whoops. We have our social distancing protocol, safe work practices that we have here on site, and this is posted throughout the facility. So the action today that we're requesting the commission is to grant me temporary emergency powers to ratify the decisions and the actions I've already taken, which are included in your agenda packet. And I'm not going to read them off unless you have any questions I can respond. Authorized use of electronic signatures, and that's for the commission proper. So primarily Alicia and Mark to allow us to use your electronic signatures rather than wet signatures, and then temporarily change a commission's regular meeting place, which is what we're doing today with this remote meeting. And then the future actions needing to be taken are unknown. And I provided some examples of what might be coming down the pike in the agenda letter. I don't know that they will or not, but sometimes we have to take quick action. And then also just wanted to point out that a return to work, we are starting to develop that following county, state, federal guidelines or suggestions. And I'm sure it will be a slow process, but I want to be prepared with when that does happen. We can pull the trigger when we need to. And with that, the recommendation is to adopt the resolution declaring existence of emergency conditions. And I can answer any questions that the commissioners might have.
Does anyone have a question? Item 8A.
Yes, this is Mark, I do. Sorry, I'm not sure where all this noise is coming from. Teresa, that all sounds fine, and I certainly support what you and staff have done under a crisis situation. In fact, I applaud what you've done. I think you guys have done a marvelous job. My question really kind of relates to stuff in the future. I personally would, to the extent that it's reasonably possible to do so, I would like to make sure that, you know, we continue to use channels like either special meetings or consent calendars or whatnot to deal with issues that may come up. And to give you a specific example, in San Carlos, we've had a couple of projects, like other cities, that have been restarted after a staff review of the facts and circumstances. And what's been happening is staff is circulating emails to the council members, basically saying, does anybody have a problem with X? And frankly, I haven't really had a problem with any of the things they're talking about doing. But that's the kind of thing where I personally would feel more comfortable. If you feel you need to get our input, let's put it on the consent calendar for the next meeting, or, you know, hold a special video meeting just so we can get it blessed. I'm just a little uncomfortable sort of passing things around. Not saying you're going to do that, just asking that we not do that if that occurs to you.
Right. We can certainly, I have absolutely no issue with that. We can certainly find a way to do that. And I can work with Christine to find out the most expedient way to make that happen.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Anybody else have a question on item 8A? If not, can I get a motion to approve item 8A?
I move that we approve the resolution declaring the existence of emergency conditions related to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay, do I second?
Second.
Okay, second by Commissioner Lieberman. Roll call.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Albert?
Yes.
Commissioner Audie?
Yes.
Commissioner Aguirre?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item 8B.
Okay, and let's see, Kim will give this presentation.
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me all right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so this is agenda item 8B. Which is the second of three construction agreements, addendum to the pump station improvements project. And this is for the Belmont section of the PSI project. So this is, okay, I'm having a little bit of delay in controlling the presentation. Yeah,
there is a delay, so don't keep pressing your button because that's what happened to me.
All right, let's. Okay, this is the slide. So this is, if you look on the left side of the picture, this is the location of the existing Belmont pump station. And on the right side of this picture is the location of the current San Carlos pump station and the location of the drop structure where the flow from both Belmont and San Carlos will enter the tunnel. So when we started this project, the original project concept was to rehabilitate the existing Belmont pump station and slip line the existing force mains that we have between the two pump stations and use a pump station force main method for conveying the Belmont pump station to this location. Through some value engineering discussions and some life cycle cost discussions, including the contractor and the contractor's cost estimators, we have come to the conclusion that it's more cost effective from a life cycle cost to put a gravity sewer in this location, abandon the Belmont pump station, and have the flow go by gravity to the tunnel location. So a quick summary of the life cycle cost analysis that we did. In order, the option one, which was the pump station and slip lining, was slightly less in capital costs, but had higher operating costs over time, including, of course, maintenance on the pumps and the electrical equipment, additional energy consumption, replacement of all the mechanical and electrical equipment over time, as opposed to a gravity sewer, which really the only O&M costs are periodic sewer cleaning and no electrical costs, no mechanical equipment that needs to be maintained or replaced over time. So with a 50-year, we assumed a 50-year life of the pipe, and based on the life cycle cost analysis, it's got to be 12 years. So we decided to move forward with the gravity sewer option. Included with this agenda item are a few task orders, scopes and budgets for our services. Our owner's engineering advisor on this project is Brown and Caldwell, and they've been providing throughout this process technical oversight and advice to SVCW. The automation consultant is CID. They are our automation consultant on every SVCW project that includes automation and SCADA. Quality assurance services is through our construction management firm, Tanner Pacific. Again, they do construction management and quality assurance on all of our construction projects. And then an additional task order for environmental compliance services. This one's for all three rescue projects, so not just the pump station project. This is our JHS is our environmental and CEQA consultant that works with us on all of our projects. So the recommendation is to approve the Stage 2B design build agreement amendment and the consultant task orders. And I will take any questions.
Are there any questions?
I'd like to comment that the idea of going to a completely gravity solution is absolutely marvelous.
Yeah, we were glad that it penciled out.
Right. I've got two quick questions, I think.
Hey, Commissioner Lieberman.
Thank you. Is there any, I'm not an engineer, so just bear with me. Given the composition of the soil, is there any risk of any kind of settling or anything else that would or could lead a gravity solution not to continue working? I just want to make sure that what we do is, so to speak, as permanent as we anticipate.
Yeah, we've done significant geotech evaluation of the alignment, and the soil is fairly good out in the area where we are building the pipeline. So we expect that the soil conditions will hold up. We won't see settlement like we see on things out here at the end of the peninsula at the plant.
Great.
So, Warren, and up near 101, the Young Bay mud that we reference a lot is about 10 feet deep, as opposed to about 80 feet deep by the time you get to the treatment plant. So, and this pipeline is going to be really deep. It'll be below the Young Bay mud layer.
Great. And then what is it that makes you would anticipate that with a pump station, there's a lot more infrastructure, there's equipment. What makes the capital investment less for the pump station than for the gravity pipeline approach? It's just curious to me. So I'm just kind of curious about why the differential in cost.
So it's really having to do with the amount of effort it takes to excavate, in this case, we, for the pipeline option, we evaluated either microtunneling or open cut excavation for building the pipeline, and just building pipelines by either method is generally the most expensive thing that we do at SVCW. It just takes cost to dig down into the ground. And this option, we are doing microtunneling for the entire length of the pipeline. And linear construction is just generally more expensive than putting in pumps. The pipeline element of the option one, where we were rehabilitating the pump station and slip lining the existing pipeline, that it's much less expensive to slip line a pipeline, an existing pipeline, than to create a whole new hole in the ground.
Right. And I assume then, because this is gravity, you need to take essentially a different route than the current existing pipeline is, because it wouldn't allow for the flow as easily as what you're planning to do. Is that right?
Right, and it needs to be deeper because it needs to flow by gravity. So it's about 30 feet deep at the deepest location.
Great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay, if not, can I get a motion to approve item 8B?
So moved.
So
moved. Moved by Commissioner Lieberman, second by Commissioner Otto. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Albert?
Yes.
Commissioner Oddie?
Yes.
Thank you. Commissioner Aguirre?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, then I believe this is it for our meeting. We are going to be going into closed session. Is that correct?
We actually have an 8C that unfortunately was missed on your original agenda, but it got emailed it.
Okay, I'm looking at one I pulled up on my cell phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 8C is the fiscal year 2020-2021 operating budget. And Matt has a presentation on that.
Okay. Matt, I'm pulling up my other one. 8C, here I see it. All right, Matt, you're on.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Make sure the control works. Yes, so this is item 8C, the operating budget for next fiscal year. This item was also presented in April. Since April, there are no changes to the dollar values associated with the budget.
It was presented in March, March 9th.
Thank you. Sorry, March. We are in April. As such, I wanted to give an overview to remind us of where we are. The contributions for the operating and revenue funded pieces together are still 3.83% increase year over year. That's budget to budget. Once we add in the reserve designation of $1.5 million for next fiscal year and recognize the debt service that is planned, the combined increase and decrease has a total year-over-year budget increase of 1.8%. We did want to emphasize and not go back through the budget presentation of last month, but we did want to emphasize how flow and loading measurements are influencing how the budget is allocated. This is not something that we had emphasized in March, so we thought we'd point it out here, and that is to say that we are seeing, you know, some pronounced changes as members' developments are occurring in terms of flow and loading. So all of these sums, whether it was the previous fiscal year measurements or what's proposed for next fiscal year, these data points are a three-year trailing average. Those sum to 100%. So all of the flows, if you look at them, they're 100%, and that means it's a relative to each other sort of measurement. So we're seeing relative flows for Redwood City increase and San Carlos increase, and the relative flows decreasing for West Bay and Belmont. And we point to that as, you know, as members are in different stages of connections coming on, we see those behaviors over time. I think it will be interesting to see what next year's impact will be what's going on, a month and a half shutdown in terms of offices and so on. So we'll see how that influences flow and loading for next year. But at the end of the day, the figures are brought in according to the JPA, and that is a measure of flow and loading, and they're weighted in certain ways. And you'll see that the values show up down here in terms of a year-over-year increase, how the 5.63% increase overall is allocated between members, more heavily towards San Carlos and Redwood City, less so in Belmont and certainly West Bay. So these are numbers that are attributed to data points collected throughout the years. This goes to a technical committee for review, and then we bring them into the budgets accordingly. With that, the total contributions by member are here on the screen. These are, I think, within the long-range finance plan numbers, and this is what your respective staff would be bringing into your fiscal year budgets. That goes into your sewer fund, not the general fund, but the sewer fund, and the revenues associated with that fund would be collected in that order. The schedule, as I said earlier, was shared in March. Today we're adopting this budget through an action item, and then in June, May and June, you'll be incorporating into your respective organizations' budgets. So with that, the recommendation to approve the resolution, including the revenue plan, the capital improvement program contributions, the operating reserve fund contributions, the debt service that is planned, and then authorizing the manager to approve within those within those values, the budget and take action. And with that, any questions?
Okay. Are there any questions from the commission?
Yes, Alicia, this is Mark. I have one.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
Thank you. Let me sort of phrase my question, and then Christine may want to step in and tell us whether or not Matt can answer it, because I think it's on topic, but it may not be. And that was, I would be interested in the context of the long-range financial plan that's baked into the budget that we're talking about adopting. If you have any comments about what the extraordinary situation we are all going through may portend for capital markets, our ability to finance, basically, you know, how that aspect of the budget, how comfortable are you that things will actually come together the way we're hoping they will?
Okay. Sure, I think that does fit within the budget scenario, unless Christine says otherwise, because we do. I'm sorry, Christine.
Sorry, Matt. I do think that's an appropriate question, so I'll let you continue. Thank you.
Thank you. We spent some time on this in thinking about the strategy on our debt. And yes, I think right now the capital markets, if we were to go and try to finance the balance of the CIP using municipal bonds or wastewater improvement bonds, we would find less attractive pricing than we have historically, for sure. The markets are a little bit tumultuous right now for obvious reasons. That said, we also are a, you know, California wastewater, California water issuer, which is a very attractive security for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that I think all of our members are collecting it on the Teeter plant, which is associated with the property tax, which is a lien on the property itself. So that gives a certain amount of security to those who are investing in bonds like this. So I'm hopeful that the bond market will settle down and respond favorably once we are through the bulk of this. The good news is we don't have any immediate plans to issue bonds. We think we would like to, in fact, we know we want to issue some bonds by October is the day we'd like to price. So between now and October, there's a certain interest we have to make sure that the markets settle. That said, that is still not the bulk of our borrowing. We still think that SRF, we're going to close on that loan, and I'm working on that this week some more. That is $169 million. The interest rate on that is 1.2% currently, which is even cheaper still than we've been able to achieve. So that's going to be the bulk of our money to fund the balance of the rescue project. We are in conversations with the EPA on WIFIA loans, either the ability to increase the size of the loan, which we think there's an opportunity there. There's also an opportunity to negotiate the interest rates associated with our original contract with the EPA on that WIFIA loan. That could save us substantial money. In fact, we think it could save us as much as $3 million over 30 years for the WIFIA rate. If we get more money through WIFIA, that could save us $16 million over 30 years. And as markets continue, we are hopeful that the municipal rates themselves will be attractive enough to not hurt us. But we'll know more about that through the summer. And as our staff are bringing in those numbers and we're working with our financial consultants, we'll be bringing that action item to all the different members and to the commission for approval later in the summer.
Thank you very much. That's a typically comprehensive answer. Thank you. I'm glad that you guys are thinking about it. And obviously, if anything changes significantly, I'm sure we would all like to know ASAP. As you were chatting, Matt, one thought that I had is just to make sure you're aware of it. I have heard, I think from a reasonably reliable source, others may have heard from even more reliable sources, that apparently there is a move afoot or being considered in Congress to do something. I would define it loosely as, offering some kind of guarantees to local public agencies of a federal nature who are looking to do financings like we are. So I just mentioned that to make sure you're aware of it, and it may be something if you're not, you reach out to Congressman Spear's office to talk about and see, you know, just stay on top of.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I had not heard, so, but I'm grateful to hear it, and I'll follow up.
Thanks. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any other questions?
I have one comment.
Yes.
We have given direction to our staff, because we're in the budget process, as you all are, to look towards actively minimizing any, you know, the budget for the next fiscal year, since the economy is not in good shape and not going to continue to change. So that's, you know, we'll approve a budget, but it's with an eye towards absolutely minimizing any excess cost, travel, anything that we can to keep costs down. That's a direction West Bay staff has been given. Just FYI. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? If not, can I get a motion to approve item 8C?
I move approval.
Okay, that was...
Mark, sorry.
That was Commissioner Obert. Second.
Assuming that motion is for all of the various task orders, I will second.
Okay, second. Commissioner Lieberman, roll call, please.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Obert?
Yes.
Commissioner Audi?
Yes.
Commissioner Aguirre?
Yes.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, now we are going to be moving into, so we are adjourning this meeting.
Madam Chair, this may be the time for me to ask my question before we adjourn. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. So this is a question, I think, mostly for Christine. I think I know the answer to it, but I want to ask it anyway, which is, will we potentially be approving any kind of financial settlement in the closed session item?
Christine, we can't hear you if you're talking.
I shouldn't unmute. Or mute. Thank you, Commissioner Olbert. I'm just trying to decide in my head whether that's an appropriate question for open session. Can I just get your thinking on the purpose of your question in open session?
Sure. This relates to something that has come up before. And it relates to the exception granted under California law for public agencies to, solely in the context of settling a legal dispute, to make decisions in closed session which have financial ramifications, but which need not be disclosed publicly unless and until some member of the public asks about them.
Well, we're actually meeting under the anticipated litigation exception, which is different from either the existing litigation exception or the pending litigation exception. So okay. Your question actually is does not apply to this section. I understand the question, and that actually I had thought of that while I was researching the appropriate closed session description to use. So we can discuss further in closed session, but we're not proceeding under the section that you are referring to.
Okay, fine. Thank you. That's what I had expected. But like I said, I wanted to ask the question because you are the lawyer and not me. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay. I think if there are no further questions, we can adjourn and go into
Sorry, Christine, can we?
Gary, we won't be adjourning because we will need to reconvene back in open session.
Right, that's fine. Yep. Okay, so we're going into closed session.
Right, so suggest anybody that's on this call can remain on this call. Commissioners and everybody that's going into closed session, you can leave this meeting or hang up on your control and then go to the your calendar invite for the meeting that was set up for 8:30, and that'll bring us into the closed session. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, I think everybody should disconnect. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Open session, and I would like to ask our general counsel to announce any action that was taken in closed session. Christine?
You need to unmute yourself, Christine.
Oh, thank you. I didn't do that one. Thank you, Commissioner Geary. As to closed session item 9A, no action was taken and direction was given to staff and council.
Great. Okay, any other questions or any other concerns? If not, I think we are adjourning the meeting. And our next meeting, I don't have my calendar in front of me.
May 18th.
May 18th. And we don't know what kind of a meeting that will be, whether it will be online or face-to-face.
We do not know at this point, no.
Okay, great.
However, we do know that it will be a good meeting.
Yes, yes, it will.
Stay safe, and thank you, Teresa and staff, for all the work that you're doing. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you, commissioners. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.